A word for you from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness, nothing crooked or perverse in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. This whole chapter is speaking about wisdom personified, and it speaks in the first person, I, me. And of course, God has, by His Holy Spirit, inspired the author here to speak about wisdom as if though it's a person. In fact, wisdom is a person, and most commentators agree that this personification of wisdom is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He fulfills all the requirements of this most excellent wisdom that we find, well, through the whole of Proverbs, but in chapter 8 being personified. And here in verses 8 and 9, we see some of this wisdom. It is always righteous. It is never crooked. It's not the wisdom of men. It's not just very clever philosophy. But it is wisdom that comes from God, and it says later on that I was there when God, like in verse 27, when He formed before the primal dust of the world. I was there in the heavens when He drew a circle on the face of the deep. That is why I say it, this wisdom is the Lord Jesus Himself. Notice that there is nothing in verse 8, nothing crooked or perverse. It is always flowing with God's righteousness. And then also, in verse 9, they are all plain to him who understands. God doesn't bring a confused message. If there is confusion in you about God's message, about God's word, then it is the devil at work, for one of his names is the one who confuses, or the one who mixes things up. Turns things upside down. He loves confusion. If you are troubled by confusion, pray and ask God and seek Him in His Word to speak His words clearly and plainly to you. But then, more importantly, obey what He says. And remember that you will find God and that which is truthful in His plain message. Seek the simplicity of what God has said. Later on it says, for instance, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So you need to check up. How clear and simple is the wisdom of God? Do you understand it plainly as the Word says?